It feels so good.
Tara, what have you done to you?
Said I was claustrophobic. I wasn't making that part up. It's bad. Okay, I can't take elevators, walk-in closets. You know hotels where they tuck the sheets in all tight? Just thinking about that makes me want to scream.
Jesus Christ, vampire exterminator? Silver and stakes? Send them back to hell?
Sookie.
So sick teaching kids to hate like this.
Sookie, I don't have time for games right now. I need to get out of here.
Take a deep breath. Look at me. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna figure this out, all right?
Okay, I'm okay.
So the Newlands knew who we were the minute we walked in. Same way they knew to come after me at the airport. Is someone that Ness's a traitor.
You think a vampire signing with the Fellowship? Get Godric out of the way?
Stan? Because he wants to be sheriff? I've heard of ambitious, but that's just plain crazy.
Well, you've met him. And he would rip our throats out for looking at him sideways.
If it's true, Bill and Eric could do a lot worse to him when they find out. Bill had to assess my fear. He's gonna come storming through this church any second.
And you don't seem happy about that because...
These fanatics are about to barbecue a 2,000-year-old vampire in front of the entire congregation. Who knows what else they're capable of?
Get out of my way!
But we have so much catching up to do.
Move now! I will not ask again.
You smell like her. Sweet. And cheap. William Compton, I'm still so sensitive. Some might say it's a weakness, but I've always found it oddly cute. We can play this game all night, but we both know I'm stronger and faster, so really, what's the point?
What are you doing here?
I've missed you. It's been so long.
You back early?
I loathe musicals. They're always so desperately cheerful, aren't they? I brought you a present. Francis? This is Alfred. Alfred Francis. Hello. Francis is in the chorus. She has real talent. Show him. Right here.
That would not be necessary.
Don't mind him. He's in one of his moods. Again. But I'm sure we can find a way to cheer him up.
I meant what I said. No more.
You can't starve yourself, darling. Just taste her. She smells like apricots. Remember those?
Leave now.
You are such a wet blanket. I don't know why I keep bothering with you.
Why do you? I can't stand the sight of you.
So dramatic. Perhaps we should head back south. This town's a cultural desert. It's no wonder we are so depressed.
I'm not depressed. I'm seeing clearly for the first time in years. I won't do this any longer. It's over. No more innocent lives and bloody beds and cruelty for sport.
You are a vampire. They are food. That's your nature.
No, it is your nature. You have lost your humanity and you have stolen mine. Made me into a monster. I forgot myself. And I will have to live with the things we've done for an eternity.
I sometimes forget how young you are. This conscience of yours. You will outgrow it. Trust me. We will get through this. Together.
I will never again be what you want me to be. If Sookie is hurt in any way because of you, I will not stop until I drive a stake through whatever semblance of a heart you have left.
It's true. You're in love with a human. That's so tragic, it's funny.
You've got to be joking me. This is the Fellowship of the Sun. And that's their army, scared little boys with Bibles and crossbows.
Don't underestimate them. Support for their movement is growing. Their leadership camps are overflowing with self-righteous extremists, all willing and ready to die for their cause.
Yeah, they can be arranged quite easily.
Not until we know for sure the Fellowship has Godric.
What about your boy, Hugo, and Suki? They've been in there too long.
There's no sign of alarm. And if Hugo were in serious danger, I would know it. I felt something earlier, but it passed. He's okay now.
Tell me, what is it that you find so fulfilling about human companionship?
They feel much more strongly than we do. Everything is urgent. Exciting. Maybe because their lives are so temporary.
Yes, they certainly don't keep well. Did you find the prospect of him growing old, sickly, crippled, somewhat, repulsive?
No. I find it curious. Like a science project. How does Bill Compton feel about your interest in Suki?
I am not interested in Suki. And even less in how Bill Compton feels. My only interest is finding Godric.
Of course.
Don't look at me like that. Do you really believe these fools could overpower a vampire such as Godric and hold him for weeks?
Stan is sure of it. But I have known Godric a long time. It's hard to imagine anything could overpower him.
Not anything human.
Ah, it just don't make sense. How something wrong can feel that right. Hey, ain't that a song? Hey. Don't cry. It's my fault. If anyone's going to hell, it's going to be me.
I wanted this every bit as much as you did. And the strange thing is, I don't even feel guilty about it.
So you're crying because...
Because I'm so happy. Oh, Jason. I thought I loved Steve. But I never even knew what love was until you just showed me.
Wow, that's, intense, huh?
I know. Right now, here with you, I feel closer to God than I ever have. Come on, we have to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta get ready for training.
No, forget training. We have to go tell Steve.
What?
Vow of honesty, Jason. Just because I broke my vows to my husband doesn't mean I'm ready to throw all my beliefs out the window.
Whoa, hold on a second. We just can't walk in there and tell him.
No, we have to. Somehow, someday, God will forgive us. It's the only way we can have a future together.
Let's just think about this for a second. A, Steve has guns. Then there's a lockdown tomorrow night. And secondly, we're going to be locked in this church with Steve and his guns all night.
Oh, my Lord, the lock-in. The morning ceremony. You're right. We have to put God's interests before our own.
That's right. God comes first.
Uh-huh. But I promise you, when I am standing up there next to Steve... All I'm going to be thinking about is you.
Yep, me too.
And the minute it's over, we'll tell him right
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Me either.
Nobody before. Not even my best friend. Hell, especially not my best friend. I ain't never done it. With a girl, I mean.
What have you done it with?
Just myself.
Oh, so you're a virgin. Oh. Well, big whoops, am I?
You are?
And just because I'm a vampire, you think I'm a slut?
Of course not. I don't think you could ever be a slut. I don't think anybody is, really. People, they just want somebody to be with.
Well, I totally would have been a slut if I could have gotten away with it. Me and my friend Lori, we had this bet since eighth grade over who'd lose it first. I mean, she was, like, pregnant before I even got my first kiss. I mean, my dad was such a dickhead. So what's your excuse?
I was gonna wait, you know? Till I met the right one. But the right one just never showed up. And by then I'd waited for so long, I figured I can't just give it away to anybody. So now I'm 28. And most girls probably think I'm like some kind of bisexual gay or something. Not that I got any kind of problem with him. But I'm not.
Well, I'm not most girls. I'm not even a girl, technically. But if you're okay with that, I'd be your first.
You would? But now?
No. Silly, no, not tonight. It's gonna be dawn soon. I get sick. If I don't rest during the day?
It's no problem. It's great.
But, we could cuddle, if you like. Just don't freak out if I look a little dead.
Maybe little rats will run off. Join the fellowship themselves.
Careful, you know his mind.
Oh, please. You cared about him so much, we'd have been in that church hours ago.
With no plan, no exit strategy. That's why you'll never be sheriff's son, you don't think.
And you're too chicken shit to act. That's why you've been getting Godfrey's coffee for the last 40 years. And you. Fellowship has your maker and your telepath, and still, you do nothing.
Are you questioning my loyalty, Stan?
Just trying to return Godric to his rightful position.
Oh, really? Because I think maybe you have another agenda. Maybe you think starting a war with the Fellowship will distract us from the truth. That you're so starved for power, you murdered Godric for his title.
That is a lie. How dare you accuse me?
Eric, we don't know this. There's no proof.
Not yet. But I will find it. And when I do, there will be no mercy. In the meantime, you two can stand here and quibble over his position. I'll run into that church and kill them all. I no longer care. If Godric is gone, nothing will bring back what I have lost.
Alex, wake up.
Hey, gorgeous.
Why are we down on the couch? How'd we get here?
I have no idea.
Last thing I remember was following those Reese's Pieces clothes into the woods. I don't even remember coming back here.
Nah, me neither. I guess that joint must have knocked us out cold.
That's never happened to me before. At least not from smoking one joint.
It's happened to me a couple times. But Marianne's weed is some serious shit.
Yesterday, that weird place you took me to with the blood? You couldn't remember.
I got no idea what that is, but I'm pretty sure it's got nothing to do with us getting high passing out, okay?
Well, maybe we've been smoking too much. Maybe we need to sober up.
Hey, that's okay. I'm high enough to spend with you. Oh, listen. Just because you got a little too stolen, that'll make you your mama.
You're right. Sometimes it's like you're sooky. Like you can read my mind or something.
I just get you this all.
Sleep.
They're coming for us, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I figured a pretty girl like you'd have a vamp running off to her rescue. Actually, we were kind of hoping for her, weren't we, Gabe?
Yes, sir. Bring it on.
We're ready for them. We've been ready for a long time.
You're going to get yourself killed. That's not a threat. It's a fact.
Oh, they've got you all twisted up, haven't they? With their glamouring and their empty promises and their evil blood.
You're the ones who are twisted. You call yourself Christians? Jesus would be ashamed of you.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to agree to disagree on that one. Now, things got a little out of hand last night. And I apologize for that. I'm not the monster that the vampire-loving media makes me out to be.
Yeah, right.
All I want from you is a couple of answers, and then I'll be more than happy to feed you a nice hot breakfast and send you on your way.
What do you want to know?
Shut up.
Sookie, we need to get out of here. Just tell them what they want to know. Her name is Sookie Stackhouse, and I'm Hugo Ayers.
Hugo, no!
We were sent here by the vampires of Area 9 to find their sheriff.
Sookie Stackhouse? From Bon-Ton?
How do you know where I'm from?
You're Jason Stackhouse's sister. Am I right?
You know Jason? He's got nothing to do with this.
Come on, Gabe.
How do you know my brother? Nice work.
Hey, we sat down here all night waiting for your boyfriend to show up. You can go on playing damsel in distress all you want, but one way or another, I'm getting us out of here.
You could do me a favor, please. Just shut the fuck up. Barry, can you hear me? You've got to help me. I need you to go to the hotel and find Bill Compton and tell him I'm at the Fellowship of the Sun Church in the basement. The sheriff is here somewhere, and I'm in big trouble. Please don't ignore me. This is a life or death situation. Please.
We need to rest.
So the minute I shut my eyes, you can run into the sunlight and destroy yourself to save her? Care about you too much to allow that.
I may love her, but I am not suicidal.
I know better than anyone what you are capable of.
us is foolish. We are getting weaker. The bleeds have begun. You may be able to keep me here awake for a day. Maybe two. But not forever.
You're right. Forever is a long time. Again, I'm very patient. And who are you going to call?
If you will not let me go to her, at least let me find someone who will. I am begging you. Let me call and wake up Eric Northman. He is the reason that Sookie is in danger.
He is also the reason I'm here. He wants the girl, William. Just let him have her.
Hey, Jackass.
How's it going?
Looking
good.
Hey, where are you off to, Jace?
Oh, just taking a walk.
With your suitcase?
Yeah.
Get in the car, Stackhouse. Get in the fucking
okay,
car.
Okay.
No. Go.
With a bull mask and these giant claws.
Claws? Uh-huh.
And the whole town had these big black saucer eyes like zombies.
Good morning.
Whoa. Marianne, you okay?
Oh, I am fantastic. I slept outside last night and I communed with my animal nature.
No shit.
This little fella hopped by and I thought, yummy, rabbit stew.
Oh, poor bunny.
Feeling sorry for things is just an excuse not to celebrate your own happiness. Speaking of, you two look positively glowy. What did you do last night?
Crashed out, I guess. Did you throw a party here while we were gone? Because when we got home, the place looked like a frat house.
I had a few people over for drinks. Is that a problem?
It's Sookie's house, and she can come home anytime.
And when she does, I'm sure she'll be grateful that you fixed that nasty old water heater and you took care of the place. You're such a good friend. Carl!
She is so fucking weird.
I know. Isn't it great?
You know what burns me the most? Is that I brought you into my home. I treated you like family.
No, no. No, I'm so sorry. I'm weak.
Yes, you are. I gave you a chance at salvation. A chance to live in his holy light, and you chose them?
I know it was wrong. Wait, who are them?
Oh, please, cut the act. I know who you are and who you're working for.
The road crew?
That's funny. Oh, boy, I didn't think that you were the sharpest tool in the shed. Good at taking orders, but not too bright. But boy, was I wrong. You are snakier than a snake in the grass.
Steve. Buddy. Whoa. You're making a mistake, okay? You're confusing me with somebody else or something.
say a prayer, you are going to hell. And you are going there today. Take care of him.
Yes, sir. Start walking, vampire lover.
Hello, Sam.
Been looking for you.
Figured you would be. Now, what's that for?
Come any closer. You'll find out.
You think I'm scared of dying?
I know you're scared of Marianne. Those scars on your back. How she got you to be her whore.
It ain't whoring if you do it for love.
I mean, stop pretending you ever gave a shit about me.
Honey, I ain't talking about you. We had fun, but...
We had fun? I fucking trusted you! I shared parts of myself I never shared with anyone! How can you do this to your own kind?
Sam, I used to be scared and stupid, full of shame, just like you. She could have killed me.
I deserved it. But she saw something in me. And she saved me. Gave me a whole new life. No fear, no limits, just love.
Killing people, cutting out their hearts, that ain't love.
You know what you are next to Marianne? An ant. No, a flea. Kind of perfect.
I'm so fucking insignificant. Why is she going through all this trouble trying to get me?
Because you got away from her once. She can't control you. See those funny big black eyes folks are running around with acting all crazy? That's Marianne's energy inside of them. She is driving them like tiny little remote control airplanes.
But that don't work on us. Because we're shifters.
All supernaturals, we got a natural resistance. She can force our shifts and other stuff with other soups, but she can't get inside us. We gotta go to her on our own free will. And she just loves a challenge.
Not a challenge. I'm a person.
Well, not exactly. I'm sweating like a pig. God. You want to get right with me one last time, Sammy?
What is she? What the fuck is she?
She's God, dum-dum.
Hey! Hey, I need to use the bathroom. Hey! Come on, let me out of here!
Here. I'll turn my back.
I don't need that, but I need to get the hell out of here.
Hugo, this is not helping. Just sit down. Look, try to relax.
Praise his life. Open your heart.
I'll infiltrate the Fellowship of the Sun.
Absolutely not.
Let her speak.
They're sending in a spy tomorrow. I'll be with her.
You? You're the traitor.
Marianne is not God.
Well... She's as close to God as we'll ever get. People call her all kinds of things. Holly, Lilith, Isis, Gaia. But what she really is a maenad.
What the fuck is that?
According to the Greeks, maenads were handmaidens of Dionysus. But they're really a lot more than that.
Dionysus, the god of wine?
Well, you do own a bar. I suppose it makes sense to even know that one. But guess what else they called him? The horned god. Sound familiar?
Satan?
Dionysus, Satan. It's really just a kind of energy. Wild energy, like lust, anger, excess, violence. Basically all the fun stuff. Marianne brings it out in people. She channels it, controls it.
She's immortal, Sam. She never wasn't here. So there ain't no point in fighting her, you see. You'll never win.
I'm not going to just let her kill me.
When a part of something divine is worth dying 1,000 times, you'll see.
If I give myself up, will she go away, leave everyone alone?
I wouldn't bet on that. She's having too much fun.
And this town's full of crazies, right to the picking.
She's like a pyro in a room full of matches. Just go to her, Sam. Play nice. She might even let you live.
Stay the fuck away from me.
I used to be just like you. Thought I was a real emancipated thinker. Especially when Isabel took me to bed. And sex was amazing. And the best ever. Well, you know, it's addictive, isn't it? To be desired by something that powerful.
I'm no addict.
No, I guess you wouldn't know how your life changes to suit them. Start missing work, can't get up in the morning, can't stand to leave them after dark. Before you know it, you're somebody you don't even recognize.
So you went to the fellowship because you can't control yourself?
I begged her to turn me. It's the only way we could be together as equals. But see, they don't want us to be equals. She's just been using me. Same way that Bill's been using you.
You don't know Bill.
I know he and his friends are having you do their dirty work. I mean, a telepath's got to be a real trophy for a vampire.
Shut up!
All they care about is their own kind. Okay, that's why I joined the fellowship.
So if the new ones care so much about you, how come you're still in here? Face it, Hugo. You're nothing but a fang-banging traitor to them.
Gabe? Gabe, she knows everything. You can let me out now. Hey, anybody? Come on, let me out!
Yep. You're so well fired important to them, aren't you?
Welcome! Glad you're here. Praise his light.
Cute pajamas.
Simon!
This is your first locking up. I'm excited too.
Amen.
Hey, darling, looking good.
Me too. I told you that suit was a winner.
I need to talk to you. In private. It's about Jason Stackhouse.
Of course.
I'm a good soldier for Christ, and I'm telling you, man, there's been some kind of mistake.
You're damn right there's been a mistake, boy.
Ah!
And it started the minute your mama spread her legs and pushed out you and your whore of a sister.
Don't ever talk about my sister.
That's the best you can do, sister fucker.
No.
That's the best I can do, dick brain. Forget what I said last week. Live in the now, baby doll. Because I'm back and I'm packing something wild, you feel me? So yes or no, sweetness. Because this shit is going faster than fritters at a fat farm.
I can do half a mile.
Well, okay.
Eggs, Tara, y'all seen Sam?
He ain't here. Blew off the whole day with Little Miss Employee of the Month.
Thank you, Jesus, Santa Claus, and Hare Krishna. I need to borrow her a minute.
Okay, wait for me.
Okay.
Excuse you, it says ladies on that door.
So what you skank hoes doing in here?
Watch yourself, bitch.
I am. And as is gorgeous.
How's your leg?
Great. What? I got a powerful immune system.
You got a powerful death wish is what you got. And we're going to talk about this later.
Oh, Tara. Oh, God, I think I might have done something bad. Something real bad.
Hey, coming out of your mouth, that's scary.
So, Terry and I, we've been, you know...
Fucking.
No! Well, Lord knows I've been pulling out all the stops. My hot oils, my nasty lingerie. But, you know, every time we get cozier in first base, he goes running like somebody lit a fire in his whitey.
Okay, cut to the real bad part.
So, last night, I thought I'd try getting a few drinks in him, loosen him up, and it seemed like it was working pretty good. Till I blacked out.
You blacked out?
Hadn't happened to me since junior prom. Oh. Thing is, I think I might have had my way with him a little bit. Kinda against his will, maybe.
Are you telling me you date raped Terry Bellflower? How's that even possible?
God, I don't know. But he was acting so weird when we woke up. I mean, weirder than usual. And there were certain telltale signs that we, you know.
And you don't remember anything?
No.
See, that just ain't motherfucking fair.
Excuse me?
The first time in my goddamn life I ain't chasing after trouble. And it just keep walking in my fucking door. Look at you. Damn. Ain't nothing good can come out of something so pretty.
You must be Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Eggs.
Tara's Eggs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just don't sound right. Your name's Benedict. How many people call you Ben?
Or Dick.
Behave.
Satan in a Sunday hat, girl. I'm trying to tell you, Satan in a beautiful fucking Sunday hat.
Terry! Terry Bellflower! Get out here! I'm gonna kick your ass so hard you'll be shitting boots!
Andy, what happened to your arm?
I ain't talking to you, devil worshiper. I saw you last night. I saw all of you.
You saw us what?
Oh, go ahead, deny it. Laugh at the crazy drunk guy, but I know what I saw. Terry!
He ain't here, Andy. You want me to go call him?
Fuck you, zombie woman.
Andy.
Fuck all you old devil zombies. Turning this town into orgy from hell. I'll stop you. I will stop you. It's the last thing I ever do.
Oh, my God. Did you smell him?
Well, at least he never gets born around here. Thank you, lady. Hey, Sam.
Sam, you look like you just saw a ghost.
I was just decorating. I got these at the gift store downstairs. Blood scented. But to me, they just smell like soup. You like them?
They're perfect.
That's what I was going for. Because you're perfect. And I want your first time to be as perfect as you are.
Wait. Just take off your pants.
Okay.
Thank God it's you. Been running for hours. Steve and Gabe, they're going crazy. They try to kill me. Oh, Sarah, no!
Missed you. Thank you for your service.
What happened to your face? Listen, she knows everything, which never would have happened if Yen kept me locked down here with a goddamn mind reader. Yeah, I hope your reverend knows that I'm gonna need protection now.
You want protection, you fang-banging sack of shit? How's that for protection, huh? Here's a little more protection for you. You and your moron brother think you can make an asshole of me. That's what you think, huh?
You threw me hands off me!
Yeah, what's wrong? You're kind of good enough for you, huh? How about if I show you what you've been
missing? In a decade or so in Miami, the peaches are gorgeous at night, and the German tourists are delicious.
Open that door and I will end you.
I've given you everything. Everything! And you throw it away, moaning over what you've lost? You disgust me.
Then let me go.
No. I made you, and you are mine.
You know I don't love you.
You have never tried.
I have spent decades trying. I despise myself for what I did for you. God help me. I killed innocent people to prove to you that I loved you. But it was pure nihilism. I do not. I cannot. I will never love you.
Men, they have readily laid down their lives to spend just one night with me. What more can I give? What is it that you want from me?
Choice. Let me go.
Without me, you would be alone. Forever.
You're the one that's afraid of that. You are the saddest, loneliest creature I have ever known.
How dare you!
You hate me that much.
Let me go.
I cannot live without you.
You will have to.
No, don't! As your maker, I release you.
You released me. There was nothing left between us. What could you possibly have to gain from this?
You're making a fool of yourself with that girl. You have no future with her.
Everyone knows it but you.
Oh.
Someday you'll see this for what it is. An act of love. Yes?
I have a message for Bill Compton. He there?
I'm sorry. He's tied up right now. I'll be happy to pass it along.
Tell him Sookie Stackhouse is in the basement of the Fellowship of the Sun Church.
Check the sheriff's center. She's in some kind of trouble.
Sookie, you hear me? This is the last time I'm doing you and your vampire buddies a favor, so
don't even...
Yeah, show me how you squeeze that big, fat vampire cock. Squeeze for me, baby.
Godric?
Said the lawyers and the deacon said I sold it by the pound.